Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Take a look out your window. What color is the ground? It turns out that what you see plays a big role in the speed of climate change. Here to explain are Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hello.
Hi, Megan.
So, what does the color of the ground have to do with climate change?
Megan, think about it this way. What would you rather wear on a really hot and sticky summer day? A black t-shirt or a white one?
Definitely a white t-shirt. A black one would just make me feel hotter.
Yeah, and that's because lighter colors are better at reflecting light, so they absorb less heat.
Think of the Earth like your body on a hot day. If it's dressed in white, it reflects incoming light and doesn't heat up as much as if it's dressed in darker colors.
When the sun's light arrives at the Earth, it might be absorbed or it might be reflected away.
That's Baylor Fox Kemper, an oceanographer and professor at Brown University. He says the Earth absorbs more of the sun's energy in spots where the ground is a darker color.
And scientists call how much an object reflects energy its albedo.
So do we want more albedo or less?
Well, in the case of climate change, higher albedo is better. We want the land covered with colors that bounce heat away instead of absorbing it.
Places like the North and South Pole and snow-covered mountains have high albedo. That's because the white snow and ice are just better at reflecting light.
But here's the tricky part. What do you think climate change is doing to those spots?
Oh, melting the ice.
Right, and that gives way to reveal much darker colors.
Which absorbs more heat.
Exactly. And Baylor says this creates a positive feedback loop.
And I don't mean positive in terms of good.
For instance, let's say you start with a spot in the Arctic Ocean that's covered in snow and sea ice. Because it's white, it reflects about 85% of the sunlight that falls on it.
But with global warming, we have almost no ice left in the summer. That white has been replaced by navy blue water that reflects only about 7% of the sunlight.
If you make the Earth warmer, you reduce the amount of sea ice, and then you absorb more, which makes it warmer still, which makes it reduce the sea ice, which makes it warmer still.
And that positive feedback loop amplifies the effects of climate change.
Isn't there something we could do to help with this problem? Like, what if we stretched a bunch of white tarps across the ocean or something like that?
Actually, at the local scale, cities are beginning to take albedo seriously. New York has painted almost 10 million square feet of rooftops white to try and help cool down its buildings.
And on a global scale, manipulating our environment in that way used to be dismissed as science fiction. But as the effects of climate change get worse, scientists are starting to take it a little more seriously.
Sounds like a good idea for another Possibly episode.
Well, I'm up for it if you are, Isha.
For sure, let's do it.
Great. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.